Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Last time on Produce Step Up, I explained why it's important you have self-confidence as an individual who wants to achieve peak performance in your life and career. Just as a recap, I want to tell you that self-confidence is what emboldens you. It's what spurs you. It's what motivates you to begin to do the things you are wired, you are designed, you are enabled and structured to be able to do by God. But I want to strike a balance between self-confidence and an opposite concept, which is pride. I think this is important because a lot of times people, while trying to become self-confident, slip into becoming proud. There are many proud people who claim that they are not proud, but they are self-confident. There are also many people who have problem with inferiority complex, but they claim that those who have self-confidence are the proud ones. That's why I think it's important I explain the difference between the two concepts of self-confidence and pride and try and see how we strike a balance between these issues. Now, self-confidence is the abilities in yourself, your ideas, and your suggestions. It also empowers you to begin to take steps you're supposed to take as an individual in doing what God wants you to do. However, pride is a feeling of being better than others. It's a feeling of being more important. It's a feeling you are better positioned. You are better in every respect. I mean, all these ones are just inferior to you and you are the better person. That is what pride is. While self-confidence is a positive state of heart, pride is a negative and destructive state of heart. I say it's negative and destructive because if you have pride in you and you don't take care of it, you will come crashing. I'm not prophesying about you, I'm just telling you the truth. It's a statement of fact, the same way someone will rise tomorrow morning. That is how you are most certainly coming to a crash. Pride is in you. The reason is this. Life has been wired that a proud person will fail. Let me tell you three reasons why I know that a proud person will always crash. Because he thinks he's better than every other person. He doesn't listen to other people's suggestions. And there's no human being whose suggestions are the best. No human being knows it all. No human being is the best. In life, in your family, and in workplace. Even in school. Now, what happens to you is this. God has designed many people such that when you want to do something, like the Bible said, in the multitude of many counselors, a plan is established. There are people that you will need to get their counsel. You either seek them or they volunteer to give them to you. If you think you are better than them, what will happen to you is this. You will jettison their suggestion. You will do the one you want to do. You will carry on with your defective plans. Now, it's not as if the plan will not produce any result, but there are some things that a third party will be able to see in your plans and tell you, oh my guy, this thing can be done differently. My sister, there are better ways of doing this. Oh, senior pastor, we can plan this crusade this way. And general manager, if we do this in this way, we can get a better result. No matter how powerful you are, you don't know everything. No matter how much experience you have had on the job, you don't know everything. No matter how Holy Spirit filled you are, you don't also know everything. There are some things I know you don't know. There are some things your junior pastor knows you don't know. If you are so proud, therefore full of yourself, thinking you are better than every other person, you cheat yourself in that what these ones can give to you, you don't get them. They tell you one thing, you jettison it because you feel, oh, what does this one know? You understand that thing? And you look at your superiors, your colleague as inferior to you, that is, you are better than them. I mean, you run the organization down. The reason is that when they give you one suggestion that will move the organization forward, you don't take it because you, in your mind, you are better than them. If you're an individual, people give you suggestions, you say, you will not take it because you say, what does this one know? Me that I've been running this business for this number of years, what do you know to come and teach me? Now, I've had people like that. Usually, I'm not the kind of person I have energy to be begging you to take my suggestions. My business is to make sure I bring the suggestion forward, make it as clear as possible. It is completely your business to either take it or leave it. I've overgrown the phase of life where I feel bad if you don't take my suggestions. My own sense of satisfaction comes in getting that suggestion across to you. If you fail to take it, you damn the consequences. The point I'm making is this. A proud person thinks he's better than the other people, so he doesn't take their suggestions for improvement. So once he continues like this, the natural thing that happens is that he eventually continues to go down. You're either moving forward or going backwards. So he remains stagnant for a while and begins to crash. His crash may take time, but it is certain. The second thing I know that makes me believe that a proud person is most certainly going to fail is this. A proud person thinks he is faultless. He's better than other people. So you don't even know errors, or you don't know, you can't correct me. What do you know? No matter how many years of experience you have as a pastor, please understand this. There are some Bible passages you don't fully understand. You have been preaching it wrongly. One little child who just became a pastor, a normal Christian yesterday, may open his Bible one day and is reading, and just discover that, oh, you have been teaching this in an error. And he wants to call your attention to order. If you think you are better than him, you will not settle down to take that correction. Now, I'm not just talking about Bible. I mean church. Look at this thing as a business, for instance. You started from the lowest rung as a graduate trainee. Now you are the general manager or the a director. No matter how much you know, please understand that there's some things you may have been doing wrong for years. No doubt about it. Because of your shrewd management style, exceptional leadership skills, your company has ranked number one in your industry. But please, you can get better than that. But there's one thing you have been doing wrong over the years, that if you fix that thing, what will happen to you is that you get more results than you have ever gotten. If you fix that thing, you will get more results with less resources at a faster rate. If you think you are better than other people who are not the managing director, what will happen to you is this. When they give you corrections, when they offer corrections to you, you will not take it. What is the consequences? You remain where you are. Maybe the guy gets sacked or gets elsewhere and give that correction to someone who is willing to take it, which is your competitor. The thing that you will experience that you will suddenly go back to number two, maybe number three, and begin to crash until you take your correction. No matter how good you are, in fact, you gave it to me. You gave it to me when you are 25 years older than me, which is because maybe you are 25 years when I was born, for instance. Everything you are doing cannot be right. It's not right. That's, for instance, why you sent me to school. If you're a parent, I'm talking to you now. Now, please pay attention to listen to your child. It is a form of pride if you think there's nothing this child says that can be a source of correction to me. Of course, I'm not saying if you're a child, you should go and talk to your parents as if they are your age mate. As polite as possible, as nice as possible, get that correction across to them. It's their job and responsibility to take those corrections in good faith and begin to make adjustments in the manner they live their lives or they run the home. Now, the third thing I also want to tell you is this. A proud person treats other people as being inferior to him because he thinks he is better than them. Most times, what this kind of treatment brings about is equal and opposite reaction. You treat the person bad, he also responds to you in a bad way. Now, this is bad for business, it's bad for human relationship, it's bad for every area of our lives. No matter how important you think you are, please understand you are just a human being. If God withdraws your breath today, you are no more. Nobody will find you. Therefore, when you treat the cleaner in your organization, don't treat him like a cleaner. Treat him as a human being who is also playing his or her own role, just like you, who is the managing director. If he fails to clean what he's supposed to clean, the office remains dirty. Even if you think you claim you can do it, the time you have used for other important things, you use it cleaning. So understand that every single person in your organization is important in life and treat them accordingly. Even if you are the president of Nigeria and you walk past a beggar, he is a beggar. You either give him money or not give him money. The fact that you are the president or you are one big politician, in fact, a bishop or whatever thing you think you are, not what qualifies you to not talk to the person as if he's not a human being. When pride is in you, you treat others wrongly. God sometimes is the real person that judges you. Of course, a normal Christian person will not give you equal and opposite reaction. For someone whose mind is not really groomed, trained, when you treat him bad, treat him like a non-human being, treat him like an inferior human being, you get negative reaction from the person. You may be it for a while, but eventually you realize that, oh, you have made yourself an enemy to this person. So it's important, no matter what you do, have confidence in your abilities. Bring them forward. Bring your skills and suggestions forward. Pride is thinking that your own suggestions are better than every other person's own. Pride is thinking because you are confident in yourself that your solutions are better than every other person's own. It can be thrown into the trash can even if you are the CEO. So please allow self-confidence make you bring forth your suggestions, your ideas and everything. But please take humility alongside so that you understand that someone may have a better ideas and suggestions like me. And even in your day-to-day life, please have humility by your side, which is, even no matter what I've become today, I did not become this powerful because I did anything on my own. I became this powerful because God gave me life and gave me the opportunity to take the right steps that got me to where I am today. The point is this, a self-confident person has a positive attitude that allows him to use his giftings and abilities. However, a proud person has a very negative attitude that limits him from taking correction, makes him treat other people like inferior people and shut out the voice of suggestions for improvement for him, guess what? He will eventually come crashing. And I'm sure that's not your plan. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.